Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Did you know that there are over 37 million refugees worldwide? Today is World Refugee Day, and we connected with Brian Dennett at AMG International to talk about how they're ministering God's love to refugees from Myanmar. Since Myanmar's coup 3 years ago, AMG has been working over the border in Thailand, attending to millions of displaced Burmese. Dennett says,
now with the government actually forcing people, even including young children, to join the army and fight against the resistance, it's caused even more people to flee.
Yet, praise God for faithful Burmese Christians in refugee camps.
They're worshiping together, reading God's word, praising God together, really despite all that they've suffered.
Praise spiritual encouragement. And many Native Americans face culture shock when they leave their communities. Hutchcraft Ministries offers programs through their On Eagle's Wings ministry to empower students. One of their newest ventures is a gap year course called the Leadership Center. Seth Stevens with On Eagle's Wings says,
we teach how to do oil change, how to do better communication, how to handle conflict resolution, how to even express yourself in a healthy way and cope with things in a healthy way, and hoping that they will take away ownership for their own lives, for their future, for their own faith, even their well-being physically.
The program has had just one graduating class so far, but the students are already doing great things. Pray that more young Native people will be encouraged to live out their faith in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.